just a thought looking ahead to the parasha. So Yosef goes and tells, reveals himself to his brothers. The whole story proceeds. They go back to Yaakov. They come down to Mitzrayim. The pasuk says, "Ve'elu shmayis nei Yisrael abayim Mitzrayim." Yaakov, one of these are the ones who came down to Mitzrayim. Yaakov and his children proceed to list off all the 70 people who came down to Mitzrayim. Now the choice of terminology here is rather interesting because from a point of diktuk, it says, "Ve'elu shmayis nei Yisrael habayim Mitzrayim." These are the ones who are coming to Mitzrayim. So not say what we would normally seem proper to employ the use of the words "asher bo'u Mitzrayim," the ones that came to Mitzrayim. Habayim means they are actively coming. Now they certainly came at that moment, but they weren't actively coming for many years to come. Rashi points this out, and Rashi says that even though it uses that choice of words, it's really because of that specific moment. Habayim Mitzrayim al shem hashah karel hamakasev habayim. Since at that particular moment in history when they came down, we're referring to that moment, we use the term habayim. The aim of tamaya l'asher l'kasev asher bo'im. And the aim of tamaya, why use that language and not the other language? That doesn't really offer much more of an explanation beyond that. Regardless, it's shver, l'chayr, why would I have to say this term, sort of, we give them a name here, we sign them a name, those who were the comers to Mitzrayim. Later on again, the pasuk again calls them Habayim Mitzrayim. But we know, we got the story, we know they're coming down to Mitzrayim. It says Yaakov came, the rest of them came too. And to say, and then to reiterate, Habayim Mitzrayim with this, like a title we're fixing to them, but they're Habayim Mitzrayim, what's the shot in this? So I was thinking, one shot that we could say perhaps, is that we know that Yecheved was Nel Debein HaChemes. She was born neither here nor there, she was born between the walls. Now, what was the purpose of that? Some Mepharshim offered the pshat, I don't recall who, they offered the pshat that Yecheved was going to be the one to raise Moshe Rabbeinu. Somebody who was born into servitude, someone who's born into slavery, can manage well in slavery. They don't have the visions of what freedom means. They don't really fully understand what it means to be a free, liberated person, to have the freedom to do what they want to do, their own ideas, their own thoughts, their own actions. They can't do that. But on the other hand, somebody who's born as a free person can't really understand the mentality of somebody who's a slave. Yecheved, in order to properly raise Moshe, to be at the same time sympathetic to the plight of Achenu Bnei Yisrael, and on the other hand, to have that striving for a geula, we could be free to do with Sein Hashem as a free person, she had to be somebody who had within her both capabilities. To have that, she had to be born Bein HaChemes, so to speak, proverbially, between the phase of geula and the phase of Golus. Perhaps the Bar Mitzrayim as well, when they came down to Mitzrayim, the 70 people who came down were not merely a number of 70 who came down. They came down with an attitude of how are we going to deal with this problem? Each person who came to Mitzrayim knew we're headed for the Golus. It's a long run here. So each one came with their own approach, and each one had what they had to offer, how to go through it. So it wasn't a one-time thing that they came to Mitzrayim. Every day that they dealt with Mitzrayim, they were fulfilling their mahalach, what they first came down to, their vision of how to deal with Mitzrayim. They were living that on a day-to-day basis. Perhaps one approach. But I saw something else that Moshe Feinstein points out, a very nice shot here. He offers a different line of machshava here. And he says that sometimes when you find yourself in a difficult position, so as you sort of acclimate to it, you sort of, you get your defenses become weakened, and you sort of, you've come to become like locals. It's a basic way when you come to any situation, which is a difficult situation, is to remind yourself, I'm not really here. This is not where I am. This is not where I belong. This is not me. I belong somewhere else. I happen to be visiting. I happen to be here temporarily. When they lived through Al-Golas, they were there for hundreds of years. But the entire time through Mitzrayim, they never thought, I'm a Mitzri national. Happens to me, I have different yichas, I have yichas, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. You do mitzvahs, they do a little differently, a little different. But basically all the same socially with, a few with an asterisk on the side, we do some things differently. No, their approach was, Habayim Mitzrayim, we're still in that phase of coming down. We're here temporarily, we're coming down, we're going to get the job done. Golas is Golas, we got to do what we can, and then we're going to go home. Just to end off here on a Chanukah note on a similar concept, I heard over that Simcha Shustel said that when he was a little kid and he came home one day, he saw his grandfather setting up his menorah, and he sees his grandfather setting up his menorah with candles. So he tells him, he says, Zayda, my Rebbe told me in Cheder today that you're supposed to light with olive oil. Olive oil from Mahudr. Candles aren't from Mahudr. So why are you lighting with candles? Then he turned to him and he said, you should know that when I came from Europe, I heard that America is a trefa place. I heard America has funny ideas going on there and all sorts of things go on. And maybe you're right that olive oil is better. When I left Europe, I committed to myself that whatever I do in Europe, I'm not going to change one iota. Not Latayv, not Lara. The only way for me to survive is I am who I am and not changing a mashu. If I go to America that way, I'll have a chance to succeed. Likewise, Shifashi, the same idea. When a person finds himself in any situation, to stick to who he is and only look at a situation as temporary, I'll have a much greater chance of that.